All this season, Pulse 2 will be taking a look at the history of the Rugby Football League with our game caller Mick Gledel and sport historian Tony Collins as it celebrates its 125-year anniversary. In this episode, we discuss how the Challenge Cup was born and the effect it had on the sport.
The Challenge Cup was really the most important decision that the Northern Union took in its first few years. One of the things that the Northern Union realised was the power that cup competitions had. So when the Yorkshire Cup began in Rugby Union in 1877, that was really the signal for liftoff for rugby, because now you had local teams playing each other, local rivalries were on the pitch, all the rivalries between fans, and it meant that rugby became something more than just a game. It was about a community, and my community against yours, or their community against somebody else's. And so it really brought rugby into everyday life. And the Rugby Union refused to have a national cup competition, despite the fact that the FA Cup, certainly by the 1890s, was probably the biggest sports tournament in the world. By 1901, there's 110,000 people going to the FA Cup final, which is just mind-boggling for the size of the crowd for a sporting event in those days. The Rugby Union refused to have one. It refused to follow the example of the FA because they said, well, we don't know who we're going to play. You know, it could be a team of solicitors in Surbiton might end up playing a bunch of dockers from Hull, and we don't really want to do that. So they never liked the ideas of a knockout cup. But as soon as the Northern Union broke away, they realised there needed to be, as near as possible, a national rugby cup competition. And that was what the Challenge Cup really was. It was seen as the answer to the FA Cup, rugby's answer to the FA Cup. And so it recreated all the enthusiasm and all the passion that the Yorkshire Cup had had in Yorkshire during the Rugby Union years. And all of that came into the Challenge Cup, and that obviously was extended to Lancashire, up to Cumbria, and anywhere else there were teams. So first final, which amazing to us from the 21st century, Batley beat St Helens quite convincingly. In fact, Batley won it the following year as well, which just shows how things have changed. But it marked down the Challenge Cup as the number one trophy, even more so than the league championship in those days, because it captured everything about the game. It captured both its ambition to have a national cup competition, but also its local parochialism and all the little rivalries between all the towns and the cities, and also villages, because obviously you've got amateur teams from villages, particularly in Cumberland, coming down to play as well. So that really was, again, one of the decisions that the Northern Union took in its first 10 years that really set the template for rugby league as we know it. And obviously the cup, you know, as has happened with the FA Cup, the Challenge Cup today, has lost a little bit of its shine for a whole variety of reasons, partly because the nature of where society's changed and the way the media's changed. But nevertheless, there's still that magic about it. And I think anybody who goes to a match, close fought match or a match where there's potential for giant killers, you really still get the feel that people would have got, rugby fans would have got in 1897 at those first cup matches. So yeah, that was one of the most important decisions that the Northern Union made.
And of course, for those that may or may not know, the Challenge Cup was actually made and produced in Bradford at Fattorini's.
That's right. Tony Fattorini was a director of Manningham who won the first Northern Union Championship. And although originally they're Italian, they're a long established family in Bradford who were amongst some of the most skilled jewellers and silversmiths in Britain. They did a lot of trophies. I think they even did the FA Cup, or one of the original FA Cups. So there's a particular emotional connection between Bradford and the Challenge Cup. Fattorini actually went to the meeting that founded the Northern Union at the George Hotel, and we sat on the executive committee of the Northern Union. So there's a very strong connection between the Challenge Cup and Bradford, and the history of its industries and its skills as well.
Thanks for listening to the story of the RFL 125 years. Don't forget, you can hear previous episodes on the Pulse 2 website.